531. PM News at 6. Fakatalo fa'atu, I'm Nemai Vudango. A renowned filmmaker says his documentary on child poverty is his way of giving back to the community. Brian Bruce says he's benefited from free university education and a less volatile housing market during his youth. He criticized wealthy people like former Prime Minister John Key for not doing the same.
John Key and I had a very similar background when we went to the same university. His mother was a solo parent and she got a state house. Why did he feel that he did not have to pay back and that then he could pull the ladder up on the next lot of people, when the young ones coming through, and say, well, you're not going to get a free education and all of that?
Leading Pacifica health research specialists and experts have gathered in South Auckland to discuss the latest in Pacifica health research. Among those attending are the former Director General of Health, Ashley Bloomfield, and the Minister for Pacific Peoples, Peter William Seo. Associate Professor Sir Colin Tukwitonga says the main hope for the symposium is for young Pacifica attending to consider a career in the medical research.
Networks being made and connections being made and joint research proposals being developed. We will publish the presentations in a supplement to the Pacific Health Dialogue.
New Air shop operators have raised concerns about passengers from flights arriving from Auckland not adhering to COVID-19 regulations. One shop owner says they've noticed passengers come from the airport and walk into their stores without wearing their masks. Passengers should be wearing their masks until they've cleared both tests on day one and day three. 7 new community cases of COVID-19 have been detected, bringing the total number of active cases on New Air to 25. A report says measles, mumps and rubella vaccination coverage has steadily declined in the Pacific since the beginning of the COVID-19 pandemic. The World Health Organization and U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention report warns that measles is an imminent threat worldwide and nearly 40 million children are dangerously susceptible. The WHO says health staff have been diverted to the fight against COVID-19 and given less focus on the MMR vaccines. 2 of Auckland's largest social and primary health care providers are merging to create more effective health and well-being outcomes for Pacific people. The Cause Collective and the primary health organisation Alliance Health Plus will this week launch as the Cause Collective based in Monaco. Board Chair Ulu Ayono says the aim is a stronger, sharper focus on health transformation for our Pacifica, Māori and vulnerable communities.
We believe we know what the primary causalities of this transformation will be. And the primary causalities of this health and disability sector transformation lie outside primary care. They lie in the social and economic determinants of health and well-being.
China's ambassador to New Zealand and the Cook Islands, Wang Xiaolong, is visiting Rarotonga this week. Prime Minister Mark Brown says the Cook Islands has much to celebrate over 25 years of cooperation. Local media reports that China has helped finance the construction of the courthouse, police headquarters and the multi-sports complex in Nikau. Finally, Samwantana Penipati is this year's winner of the Reader's Award at the International Opera Awards. Patti is a member of the Solemio and recently released his debut solo album on Warner Classics to critical acclaim. Penipati was hailed as the most exceptional tenor discovery of the last decade by Opera Online.
When you're from little old Samoa and Aotearoa all the way on the other side of the globe, you never quite imagine that your voice will reach this far. So thank you to all the fans, the true lovers of the art, for taking a minute out of your busy day just to show me some love. It really makes this job all worthwhile. So all the way from Polynesia, whafitaitele lava.
That's PME News at 6 p.m. For more Pacific news and sport, go to pmenews.co.nz.